Okay.
So, what we're going to look at today in more detail is how you get out of it, how you get there. And I haven't worked out how to do this. Any questions? anything that, just so far, anything that's problematic, or are we all right? Okay. So, yes, maybe this is the way to do it. One way you could think of it is that there is just experience. There's just the flow of experience. But as a result of habit that's been going on since beginningless time, we don't experience it in that sort of way. But even our failure to experience it in that sort of way, our misinterpretation of our experience, is itself an aspect of experience. So the truth of things, the reality of things, is there all the time. Even our mistake about it is, as it were, just part of it. So it's not that we have to sort of go somewhere else or find special equipment or look at something that exists in another realm or whatever. What we have to do is simply allow ourselves to recognize what is actually obvious and plain and immediately before us. The fact that there is just experience, that the mind does not contain or is not owned by something independent of it and doesn't refer to something that's independent of it. And that, the Yogacara effectively says, is just the fact that it's just like that. And all we have to do is kind of wake up to it. But we don't. It's obscured from us. It's hidden from us by our own habitual patterns of interpretation and thought and even action. Because we act on the basis of our misinterpretation of what experience is. That's our greed and hatred and all the unskillful action that comes from it. Even to some extent, our skillful action is based upon a misapprehension of what is. So we're sort of obscured from, the truth is obscured from us. And the Yogacara says that it's veiled from us. It's veiled by what it calls the twofold veil. The veil, first of all, of kleshas, and then the veil of jnaya. So the veil of affect, the veil of emotional attitude, and then the veil of jnaya, which is of understanding, of cognition. And this twofold veil sort of falls between us and the fact that, or the obvious realization that there is just experience. So we dwell, as it were, covering up the real nature of things with this twofold covering. And the task of a spiritual practice is to undo, what do you do with veils? To roll them up, to pull them aside, tear them down, whatever, cut through them. And to just allow the true nature of things, which is there all the time, to present itself to us, or to be us, you could almost say. So Yogacara says we have to do this progressively on different levels. And there are various different ways in which it talks. I've been talking mainly in terms of Sila Samadhi Prajna. It also talks in terms of the five paths, which are the ancestors of, interestingly enough, of Bhante's system of meditation. His system of meditation is based upon the first four of the five paths. Just a reference to note. I'm not going to describe it in those terms. I'm going to use rather the language of the veils and the removal of the veils, and hopefully tie that up with with Sila Samadhi Prajna, if I can remember how. So, according to the Yogacara, the veils exist on different levels of the mind. The alia itself is simply a vipaka, it's simply a product of our past activity. And it is in itself not veiled. That's quite important. It's not veiled and it's not defiled. So the alia has no moral character and it has no cognitive character. It is not either a state of knowing or a state of unknowing. It's simply the germinal basis from which our fully blown consciousness emerges and the determiner of the particular shape that takes. This is quite important, I think, that the substrate of our consciousness is neither moral nor immoral, nor is it ignorant or wise. You can't have a wise alia or a stupid one. There's just alia. It's just the kind of the stuff, the field out of which the full-blown body of experience fructifies. So the alia vijnana is simply there. Again, I find this quite a significant point. You don't need to think of the underlying structure of consciousness in from a moral point of view. And in a sense, at that level, you're completely amoral. It's just there. It has, as we've seen, the inward perceiving aspect and the outward perceived aspect in germinal form. Experience does present itself in that polar way, but even that polarity is not an obscuration. It's just the way in which the all the bijas are arranged, so to speak. They're just like that. That is the flow of conditions. And we saw yesterday that this I at least find quite significant, because it means that the fact that we're not trying to get rid of an inward perceiving and an outward perceived aspect to our experience, we're merely trying to recognize that that is all there is. So the alia is just there. It's morally neutral, morally undefined is the technical term, and it's cognitively unobscured. In other words, it is neither an obstacle on the path, nor is it an aid on the path. It's just there. It's a vipaka.